Blog Talk Radio.
The Visionary Hotspot. Talk radio with the consciousness of women, for women, by women. A radio show bridging the gap among women desiring their purpose with the world's greatest minds, achievers, and believers of women's progress. The Visionary Hotspot. Inspiring, encouraging, enlightening, and empowering women to live life as our greatest self. I am you, you are me, and we are Visionary Women.
Hello, hello, and welcome everyone to the Visionary Hotspot. I'm Charmaine Caraway, your host, and thank you for joining me today. Today we have with us the amazing, amazing Tracy Neely. How are you, Tracy? How are you, Tracy?
I'm great. How are you doing, Charmaine?
Doing wonderful, wonderful, and I'm so glad to have you here. Today, everyone, your episode is brought to you by Natalia's Kitchen, bringing the flavor of the farm from my kitchen to yours. And today we are talking about unlocking the mindset that leads to your greatest success. Tell me, Tracy, why is this subject so near and dear to you?
Oh, well, first, let me just say thank you so much. I really just am so grateful to be here with you and just to connect with your audience. And mindset is so near and dear to me because many years ago, I was diagnosed with a very rare tumor in my jaw. And after having many reconstructive surgeries and not being able to talk or eat for over a year, the one thing that really, really was painful was my mindset. I didn't feel very confident about who I was. I couldn't look in a mirror. I didn't go out of my house for a year.
Wow.
And yeah, it was really, really devastating. But you know how life is. We take whatever we have been dealt, whatever we've been dealing with, and out comes something beautiful.
Wow, wow. You know, it's so important for us to consider the mindset for anything that we do. Have you ever woke up in the morning and the sun is shining and the birds are chirping outside your window, but for whatever reason, you may not even be consciously aware of what the reason is. You find yourself in a space of negativity, absolutely no reason, and you're starting your day off in this manner, and then everything seems to perpetually go bad within that day. Have you ever experienced anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I can remember days like that. But you know what's really interesting? See, the mind, the subconscious mind, can be very sneaky. So although we feel like we don't know, like, what is it? I just know something's off. My energy doesn't feel right. We went to bed with some stuff.
Yes.
We went to bed with it, and we woke
up
with
it. Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
So that is why I say 90% of whatever you desire and 90% of whatever you don't want anymore has to do with your mindset.
Wow. That is such a powerful 90%. That is so powerful. Wow.
So basically it means a lot, right? Like a
lot.
And so that is why it is so important because yes, I was able to physically heal my body, and that's what really kind of led me on the journey of wanting to really help women transform their health.
Mm-hmm.
But I healed physically, but mentally and spiritually,
okay.
I hadn't healed.
Okay, you see?
So,
you
know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's your foundation.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You can build a house on sand. It's not staying up. So my foundation... foundation wasn't very strong. So, yeah, I had to go back, and I just really committed to loving myself, nurturing myself, treating myself like I would treat another loved one. I had to be my own cheerleader. I had to be my own best friend. It wasn't until I got on my knees and looked up and started praying. Because you know how it is. You try everything, and it's not until you've tried everything that you finally surrender.
Right, right. Because the human, because what that is it's like the human really believes that exhaustion is the answer. It's almost like exhausting all of the possibilities of the. But the truth of the matter is, your possibilities have already been exhausted, which is why you feel so exhausted and you feel the need to surrender. You felt that need within you beforehand. You just felt that now what you're doing is exhausting all possibilities so that the lingering thought is no longer in the back of your mind, did I do all I could? The interesting thing about mindset is that we don't realize the mindset, and tell me if you agree, but I feel like our mind almost like, it's almost like a magnet for the universe to just draw in whatever it is that we subconsciously and consciously desire. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's not just mindset, though, because you can work on your mindset, but I also, being an intuitive transformation coach, and really working a lot with energy is, it's the energy, it's the vibration. So our thoughts, our feelings, we are, what we eat, what we do, everything around us is energy. So it's not just working on mastering the mindset, releasing those, you know, those thoughts, those feelings, those emotions, but it's also looking at where are there some blocks in the body, in the mind, that are keeping you from what you say you truly desire. And for a long time, I wasn't doing that. I kept doing the same thing and just thinking I was going to get different results. But yes, it was my mindset, but I had to change my energy. So the two together, it's a powerful thing. It's so powerful. And I just made a commitment, Charmaine, that I'm going to help women to release the things that aren't serving them so that they can connect on a deep level to who they really are, not who they think they are. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, my God. Listen, when I say you said that, who you think you are versus who you are. Listen, I'm not kidding. I have met some extraordinary women such as yourself. And when I say I can tell the difference in the vibration with the energy of a person just by them introducing themselves, hello, I can feel the energy. Because when people have very strong energy, it's almost like fire. It's like heat that comes along with them. Now, when I get to that space, it's almost like I need to stop in my tracks to determine whether this very strong energy, is it a negative energy? Because everything strong is not negative. Some people just with a very powerful energy. So then the question is it a strong energy because this person is a very strong person, or is this an energy that's very negative, therefore it's following these people? How do we start cleaning up our energy?
So here's the deal. Some people just have a light. There's a radiance that shines with them. It follows them along so they can go into a room. Some people aren't going to be comfortable with that light because our bright light might be shining a light on them, on the things that they are trying to hide from, right? So it really just depends, right?
Yes.
I mean, have you ever seen some people just not feel comfortable around some people, or say something like, she's just too happy? You know, and it's because maybe too much for where you think you are right now in your life. But here's the deal. We all have a light. We all have an inner brilliance.
Yes.
But sometimes it's just been covered up by the fear, the doubt, and the worry. Now, some people may have an energy that just may turn you off. But it's not about being turned off. It's about seeing within yourself, why are you feeling something uncomfortable? What is coming up for you?
Yes.
Before we make a decision and base our decision on someone that we don't even know yet. It is a feeling, but we got to go deeper because feelings are really interesting.
Wow. Because feelings are, and what I've learned, and correct me if I'm wrong, but what I have learned over time is that feelings are no more than a passing time. I have literally felt a range, and I do mean full range, like four seasons in a year. I have felt a full range of emotion when during all four of my pregnancies. All four. I mean, literally, I can go from happy to sad to glad to angry, frustrated within milliseconds. Under normal conditions, Charmaine is usually somewhere between inspiring women and or wanting to put a light underneath you to do something to inspire yourself. I'm one of those, right? So there's no middle ground with me too much. It's not usually a gray area with me. I find I'm attracted to people with a gray area. They enlighten me because they give me a new way of looking at life. How do we start accepting people how they are, the way they are, and then begin to appreciate their magnificence instead of repelling against that which is different?
So here's where it starts. Before that we can accept people and connect with people, we have to connect with ourselves.
Yes.
We're looking, so many times we're looking outside of ourselves for things, and it's like, I can't love you if I don't love me. I can't connect with you if I haven't connected with who I am at my core. In those moments when it's quiet, when there's nobody around, who am I, right? Because we're all amazing. We all have gifts. However, our belief that started before we were 7 years old, that we saw, you know, an adult or a parent live with, the words they spoke into our lives, we've carried them throughout our adult, our beliefs, our thoughts, our current circumstances dictate to us who we think we are, and we transfer that energy when we are connected with other people. So what I always say is stop. When you have a thought about someone, first stop. Bring it back to you. What are you thinking about yourself, right? It's so important to think about what you're thinking about yourself, because sometimes we pass judgments on others because of the judgments we feel about ourselves.
Come on. Come on. You know what's so funny? This is how I know this conversation is so full circle. When I say I have been in the space of just seeking, searching, enlightenment the whole bit, I've just been bathing in it. Literally, I just been bathing in it. And there was a gentleman that I was listening to, last name Baldwin, and he said something very fascinating. He said, what you think about me is your problem. It's not what I think about me. So what you're doing is you're projecting your issues upon me, but I release your problems back to you because they don't belong to me. When I listen, when I heard that statement, I just fell out of my chair. I replayed that over and over and over again, and I applied it to today. Okay, what am I today receiving junk that no longer belongs to me because it wasn't mine from the beginning, therefore I return it back to the sender? Have you ever gotten bad mail that didn't belong to you? You returned it back to the sender. How do we start returning to sender that which no longer belongs to us, and it's blocking energies that are good, and it's blocking that which allows me to receive the kind of mindset that opens myself up to the success that I really desire?
Absolutely. So just imagine like an athlete, right? Before they play their game, they pair their bodies, right? They make sure that they're prepared for that game, their physical body, their mental body. That's what I do every morning. I prepare myself so that I can take in loving energy but I block all negative energy from absorbing my energy. So it's just a little thing that I do. I see a white light coming from the heavens. It's showering over my entire body, and it's just protecting me. So that's how I start my day, because I still want to be able to connect with other people's energy, but I just don't go home with their energy. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to connect with people on a deep level, because that's just who I am. That's just part of my DNA. I love people, so that's who I am. But I don't want their energy. And because I am an intuitive anyway, and I work with energy, what I do is I just shake it off. I will actually physically just take my hand, and I will just bring them down as if I'm cutting the energy that may have connected to my body. I'll take my hands and just kind of, it's like you're fluffing some lint off your sweater. You know what I'm saying? You're just taking the energy, and you're just taking it off. And then you're just, you know, you're doing your hands like you're trying to get some dust off of it, and you're just seeing yourself. So you're just protecting yourself before you start your day. It's like, you know how you start your day with your intentions, how you want to flow that day, how you want to what you want to experience, how you want to feel, what you want to accomplish. It's the same thing with energy. I just protect it. So I call on Archangel Michael to come down and protect me with his white light energy so that I can go throughout the day releasing any fear, experiencing more confidence, and just connecting with people on a deep level.
See, that's the one thing that I think is super important. I think when it comes to being able to evolve as people, as women, we have to be able to connect to something greater than ourselves. When we are busy always looking outward, we have a challenging time connecting with what is inward. So it's fascinating to me that whether you believe in God, the universe, calling on Michael, whomever, connect with a being greater than yourself that can guide you to some other living purpose that you were designed for, greater than yourself.
Absolutely.
How do we start realizing the importance of our real positions in life? Because sometimes I think we look at life in such an obnoxious scale. Oh, I want to be the best at, or I want to be the greatest, or I want to be what they call a boss. What we don't realize is your purpose is so magnificent already, you don't have to add a bunch of adjectives. You don't have to. We don't have to add a bunch of adjectives. How do we start just acknowledging our magnificence and connecting with our life's purpose as we were designed?
So what's really interesting, for many people, you know, we call on whoever we believe when we're in those darkest moments, right? So while everything is wonderful and fabulous and life is great, we feel like we got it covered. I got this. But it's when we have enough pain that we start calling on whomever. So it's not about religion. Listen, I grew up going to a Catholic school. I'm a Christian. I believe in God. My faith is very important to me. But I also have opened up my mind to other things. So we all need support, no matter who we are, no matter where you are in your life. We need to be able to call God or the universe or your guides or your angels, because when you can't stand for something, you fall for anything. You got to have a foundation so that you can have a place that you can rest your physical body, your mental body, and your spiritual body in those quiet times when you just need some help. So you talked about purpose, and I think about purpose a little bit different than I hear a lot of people talk about. You know, women will say, oh, can you just help me just figure out what's my purpose? What's my purpose? And I really feel like your purpose isn't what you do. Your purpose is who you are.
Yes.
When you connect with who you are being led to do certain things that become so passionate that you can't even not think about not doing it. So
yes.
I say,
yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I agree.
So, and depending on where you live, like I live, you know, in the South, and I was raised in the South until I moved to New York City when I was in my 20s. So some of the things that I have talked about, because I'm into chakra healing and energies and all this, some people will say, oh, that is taboo, or that is, you know, that is not of the Bible or of God. And I'm not here to judge anyone. I'm here to live my life, be a shining example to the people that I love, to know that I have done all that I can to help and support people, because I know that everything that comes to us is flowing through us to be able to help others.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. And you know what's interesting about that too? What flows through us can also hold us captive. So what we allow to become subject to. You know, a lot of times we think we are free and free indeed, but not necessarily. So we may not be in the physical realm of jail, but that which holds you captive and keeps you from living a life of joy. You know, we confuse joy with happiness so often. But if it keeps you from living a life of joy, if it keeps you from living a life of purpose, if it keeps you from just having peace, you know, that's super important. If it keeps you from peace, then you are held captive. How do we start living a life of freedom?
Wow, freedom is an amazing word, and it's something I talked about. I was talking about how money is energy on my Mindset Monday call this past week, and I was saying, you know, we have a lot of different feelings that come up when we talk about money, but really it's just about the freedom to do more of what you love and to do for others. But freedom is really interesting. When you talk about like mindset and just feeling like you're being held hostage by your thoughts and your beliefs, the first thing we have to do is we got to become aware. When that thought comes in your mind, immediately at that moment, you got to cancel it out and say, no, thank you. And immediately you got to think of what is the opposite. So if I'm feeling a lot of fear around money, or I have lack of money and I'm worried about my bill, then I'm going to say, you know what, I'm canceling that out. How do I want to feel? Oh, you know what, all my bills are taken care of. I'm actually seeing myself pay the bills, so I'm actually doing a visual. It's like you've got to be able to figure out in that moment, what is the opposite? I'm feeling sad. I'm not in a relationship. I'm feeling lonely. Oh, it feels so amazing. I have this amazing partner, and we have so much in common. So you have really got to master your thoughts in that moment, because when they fester, they just keep building and building and building, and then you get to a state where you don't know what to do. So the first thing I always recommend people to do is, as soon as that thought comes, say, no, thank you. It's like you're talking to a person. No, thank you. I've got this. And then you flip it around right at that moment. It's like, okay, you know what? Wow. I don't want to feel scared. I want to feel supportive and taken care of and nurtured. And you see yourself doing the thing that you desire so much. So you got to act as if what you desire has already happened. And then you're going to just watch as God and the universe and your angels, they show up to give you what you desire. They give it to you when they think that you are ready to handle it.
Yes. Yes. And the key is ready. See, a lot of times we're such a microwave generation of people, we think we're ready now. You know, we want it now. You know, I have a 2-year-old. As a matter of fact, my son just turned 2 a few days ago.
Aww.
And he is an interesting human being, because he does not understand patience at all. My older 3 children were pretty decent compared to this one. This child here, I thought, oh, my goodness, you know, my husband and I, we wanted another baby so long, and you know, we built this dream kid up in our imagination. Because we were ready for the dream kid. We were really ready. And when he came out, he was just he's fire. This child is fire. I mean, literal fire. Born 6 weeks early at 7 pounds and 2 ounces, a whole 6 weeks early. So literally, this baby, he has always been a fighter. And what I find fascinating is I would have never been ready for a child like this in a million years. Never, never, ever, ever. You can never prepare for life to the extent where you are fully ready? How do we start living in a space where surprise is actually okay?
You have to have a foundation. You have to be able to ground yourself. You've got to have something greater than yourself. It's like, where can I go to where I can lay my fears and my emotions, where I don't feel like I've got to be the one to worry and handle and take care of everything? You got to think of that first. That's your foundation, right? So you meditate, you pray, or you just go in a quiet room and you do some deep breathing. You want to connect in. We all have intuition. I talk about this a lot. We all have intuition, but I'll hear many people say, oh, I don't have intuition. I don't hear anything. Well, when you're running 100 miles an hour, you're not going to hear anything. It's in those quiet moments. So it's like setting yourself up again in the morning. You sit and you have a little prayer, or you have some meditation, or you think about your life and what you truly desire, and you start envisioning what it is you desire. Look at how you connect with people. Look at the feelings that you desire to have more of inside of you. So your grounding is everything, because when you're grounded, right, things aren't going to come along and just shake you or sway you or make you have thoughts. It's sort of like when I don't feel grounded, people can come along and I'm going to sway whatever way they're going. I'm not standing in my own power. You got to stand in your own power. And if you don't know what your power is you. That light inside of you, that soul, that spirit inside of you, you've got to be grounded in that first. And that's why when I talk about the chakras, I talk about the root chakra, which is your grounding, which is your foundation. You know, the chakras literally are just the wheel or the disc. You know, in Ayurvedic, it means the wheel of energy that runs throughout the body. So when you are grounded in your root chakra, which is grounded to the earth, then no matter what comes along, you know you're going to be okay. Because it's not like life is, you know, every single minute of every single day, it's just super fabulous, right? I've had to train myself to get to that. Because I knew from where I came from, I knew what my life was like, and I made a decision, you know what, God has something bigger for my life. He didn't bring me here for me to just have fear and worry and doubt and comparing myself and not feeling confident and low self-esteem. Life is so much more than that. So I had to work on that so that as a mom, you know, I have a 9-year-old, I travel, I have a thriving business, I make sure I take care of my self-care, but I got to be grounded. Otherwise, things could happen, and it could just spin out of control. That's not really living a life. Do you know what I mean?
Wow. It does. It sounds so amazing. See, this is why these conversations are so vital for us to share and enlighten each other with, because what that allows, it allows us to see life with a greater respect, a greater detailed enlightenment. And it also allows us the opportunity to bring to the surface our greatest potential. Oh, my gosh, everyone, thank you so much for joining me today at the Visionary Hotspot. I am so glad you were here with us. Thank you so much, Tracy, for joining us today. You have been amazing, as I knew you would.
Thank you.
Everyone, remember, this episode was brought to you by Natalia's Kitchen, bringing the flavor of the farm from my kitchen to yours. We'll talk with you soon. Bye.
Bye.
The Visionary Hotspot, talk radio with the consciousness of women, for women, by women. A radio show bridging the gap among women desiring their purpose with the world's greatest minds, achievers, and believers of women's progress. The Visionary Hotspot, inspiring, encouraging, enlightening, and empowering women to live life as our greatest self. I am you. You are me. And we are visionary women.